This was Nunchia's second appearance in court in just 3 days. His first bail hearing was cut short over a dispute concerning the legal status of one of his two foreign defence lawyers. That problem was quickly resolved, and Nunchia was in court Thursday, accompanied by both his foreign and Cambodian lawyers. Known as Brother Number Two, Nunchia is believed to have been the chief ideologue of the Secret of Khmer Rouge and right-hand man to leader Pol Pot, who died in 1998. Almost 2 million Cambodians died under the Khmer Rouge's rule from starvation, overwork and execution. Appearing upbeat and alert, the 81-year-old listened intently to the proceedings through a set of earphones and conferred regularly with his lawyers. Peter Foster is the spokesman for the United Nations Tribunal staff. He says the speed with which Nunchia's bail hearing was rescheduled shows the determination of court officials to push the tribunal process forward.
The hearing was recalled the very next day, actually with less than 24 hours' notice. I think that shows the court and the government of Cambodia and everybody involved in the process does not want to see any delay whatsoever. And I think it bodes very well for the future of the process.
Nunchia's lawyers asked for bail because of his poor health and what they say were technical mistakes major in his arrest. They also argued that he was not fully informed of his rights when he agreed to speak with tribunal authorities after his arrest without his lawyer present. The prosecutors argue that freeing him could pose a threat to public order. A decision on the bail application is not expected for about a week, and Nunchia will remain in his prison cell. He is the second former Khmer Rouge leader to appear in court so far. Cases against at least 4 other prominent leaders are being prepared. The creation of the joint United Nations Cambodia Tribunal was delayed for years because of funding and wrangling over legal issues. As a result, many Khmer Rouge officials have long since died. Some of their victims fear none of the Khmer Rouge will ever be brought to justice for the abuses that occurred when the group tried to impose an extreme form of agrarian society on the country. Foster, the UN spokesman, also said Thursday that the tribunal had asked for new donations of $114 million on top of the $56 million already donated for the court. The additional money would allow the tribunal to operate until 2011. Rory Byrne for VOA News, Phnom Penh.